There is a lot of grim news coming out of Washington about inflation. Here in Wisconsin, our recent inflation rate is 13.8%. Last month, a bipartisan congressional committee stated that even if prices stop increasing altogether, the inflation that has already occurred will cost the average American household $8,581 over the next 12 months. The last time the typical American's wages rose was way back in March of 2021. Since last year, the typical American's real wage has fallen by $3,000. Want to buy groceries? Food costs are up 13.5% this year. Want to have a place to live? Rent is up 6.7%. Want to keep the lights on? Electricity costs are 15.8% higher this year than last year. For every dollar you spent on health insurance last year, you're paying $1.25 now. And yet, just a few weeks ago, Governor Evers went on a national podcast and told their 1.5 million listeners, and I quote, "Our economy here in Wisconsin is as good as it's ever been." Perhaps it's the same aloofness that led the governor to propose an automatic gas tax increase tied to inflation in his budget. Or perhaps what drove him to propose a $1 billion tax increase in his last budget. Senate Republicans are aware of these harsh inflation numbers. That's why we stood strong against unaffordable tax increases and why we stand firmly opposed to measures that would make this out-of-control inflation worse.